What do you have for us, Crumb?
Well, Michael, interesting article in the Wall Street Journal that merits more discussion. And the title of it is The Government Stealth Healthcare Health Insurance Takeover. So I'm just going to quote a few little statistics, which is also very hard on radio. So I urge our listeners to try to bear with me here.
We'll add a few sound effects.
Thanks. HHS estimates there are 5.2 million fewer uninsured Americans than in 2020. Yet Medicaid rolls during the pandemic swelled 24 million. Did you know that? I did not know that. That's an increase of 34%. Okay, so now you have essentially three times that many. Almost 75 million Americans are now on Medicaid. Now, so why are so many people on Medicaid when the unemployment rate has reached near record lows? You know, Biden loves talking about how low the unemployment rate is. Well, when people go to work, they're not supposed to be on Medicaid. They can't be on Medicaid and also be working once they make above a certain wage. But the Families First Corona Relief Act passed in 2020 barred states from removing people from becoming eligible on the Medicaid rolls during the public health emergency. Well, Biden keeps extending the public health emergency. He will he continues to do it, and as long as that's continued, people can remain on Medicaid. Now, businesses, many large businesses, are perfectly happy for their employees to be on Medicaid because then they don't have to pay for it, and it's free. Annual Medicaid spending has increased $198 billion. That's a year during the pandemic, and it's Biden's goal to keep it that high. So when you hear these silly things coming from Democrats claiming we're going to reduce the deficit, the only reason the deficit is going down now is because tax revenues from middle-class Americans, the very people that Biden says he's not going to raise taxes on, they are skyrocketing because of inflation. So if your wages go up, if your wages go up $6,000 to $8,000, and that only keeps you equal to inflation, because you're having to pay about 35% of that in one form of tax or another, you're actually going backwards dramatically, but the federal government is going forward. My last comment, annual Medicaid and Obamacare spending has increased about $230 billion during the pandemic. That comes up to $44,000 per newly insured American. $44,000.
And that's our commentary for today.